Welcome to our Blue Papers podcast edition. Blue Papers are our version of white papers here at 4imprint. They cover a wide range of business topics, all with an aim to help your organization succeed. This is episode number 190, Social Customer Service, Part 1. This episode is presented by 4imprint Incorporated Customer Service Manager, Brandon Manthe.
Social Customer Service, messaging as a support channel. We've all been there. Our shiny new thingamajig just won't perform. We've looked online at the FAQs, but it's TLDR. That's too long, didn't read. And who knows how much elevator music we'll have to suffer after dialing the 1-800 number for support. We've all thought, there's got to be a better way. For some brands, the better way for customer service has been messaging. Live chat through a messaging app allows fast, one-to-one, or one-to-few interactions. Websites don't speak, but messaging gives websites a voice to answer customer questions. Customers open a chat window, shoot off a message, and a service representative replies almost instantly. No elevator music, no indecipherable help section. Customers get special treatment, and brands get a gold star for service. In this podcast, we'll take a look at the rise of messaging, as well as top reasons customers love it. Let's get started. Messaging apps are extremely popular. 3/4 of internet users use messaging apps, and the top 4 messaging apps, WhatsApp, Facebook's Messenger, WeChat, and Viber, have more than 2 billion monthly active users worldwide. And messaging is growing. Nielsen Research says Facebook's Messenger was the fastest-growing app of 2015. And messaging apps are outpacing social networks in monthly active users. Some savvy brands have identified messaging as a significant business opportunity. Messaging apps WhatsApp Web and Line have even introduced options for brands targeted at business-customer interaction. Messaging has legs as a value creator, specifically in social customer care. Listen to how these brands use messaging to provide stellar customer service. Hyatt Hotels use Facebook's Messenger. A customer service rep initials answers to questions so customers know a real person responded. Airbnb customers can chat with hosts through the mobile app or desktop site. Guests at the Link Hotel in Las Vegas can check in and adjust room temps and lighting through WeChat. Rideshare app Lyft allows drivers to text riders when they arrive. And apparel retailers Everlane and Zulily use Facebook's Messenger for orders and returns. WeChat, popular in China, provides a model for messaging's potential. In China, WeChat is more than a messaging platform for person-to-person communication. Media companies, banks, celebrities, and more populate WeChat with millions of apps called official accounts. The official accounts are set up with features such as direct messaging, voice messaging, payments, and location. WeChat users enjoy app-within-app functionality to read news, hail a cab, pay bills, and more. Some startups even test apps inside WeChat before launching standalone versions. For many Chinese, WeChat is the everything app, taking a phone full of apps and replicating its entire functionality. Mobile-first WeChat is a comprehensive ecosystem for users. Other brands are watching WeChat. For example, Snapchat has dived into app-within-app functionality with its Discover platform, which lets brands like National Geographic, Cosmopolitan, and the Food Network post videos and images. In the future, messaging apps could start to look like a utility, providing infrastructure for all digital activity. Social customer service through messaging may just be the beginning of a new digital paradigm. And when it comes to using live chat functionality for support, customers like it a lot. Customers who use live chat for service report satisfaction 92% of the time. That's higher than customers who get service via phone, web forms, email, and social media. In general, customers like social customer care via messaging for 3 reasons. First, it's convenient. With messaging, customers can get questions answered immediately. It's the most efficient communication method. Type inside the box and click send. Customers receive real-time service. The closest alternative to messaging is phoning a helpline, and customers don't want to be put on hold. In a survey of why live chat is preferred, 22% of respondents admitted they don't like talking on the phone. Customer service through chat makes brands instantly available, but chat allows customers to respond at their convenience. Customers have breathing room to ask questions and give responses on their timetable. Customers prefer live chat in part because they're in control of the conversation. A customer's replies can be instant or asynchronous. Messaging requires low concentration, and customers can even multitask and troubleshoot on their own while chatting with customer service. This support channel lets customers have their cake and eat it too. Second, it's personal. Many customers crave two-way conversations to web-based self-service like the FAQ or help webpages. Live chat fulfills this desire more conveniently than a 1-800 number. Zendesk postulates that customers may report more satisfaction with live chat because messaging representatives are more engaged. They may ask more troubleshooting questions and build goodwill by asking how a customer's day is going. According to a survey by messaging software firm BoldChat, some customers said live chat provided them with better information than support via phone or email. As customers receive superior support through messaging, this one-to-one communication lets brands' interaction be completely personalized. Through messaging, customers get the opportunity to experience your brand not as a monolith, but at the individual level. And last, chat is private. Chat is good for customers who are worried about privacy. A customer service phone call could be overheard. Chat, to compare, is secure. Customers also like social customer service messaging because they can chat while at work. Messaging is an option for customers who don't want their service issues to get lost on social media channels. Live chat blends the personal touch of a phone call with the convenience of virtual communication into an experience that's private and immediate. Social messaging can provide customers with what they want, when they want it, improving the overall customer experience, a win for customers and brands alike. For more on social customer care, check out our next podcast, Social Customer Service, How to Master Messaging as a Support Channel.
Thanks for listening to part one of this two-part series on social customer service. For a more in-depth look at social customer service, make sure to check out our blue paper and infographic at 4imprint.com/bluepapers.